locked down right now with the Joseph Bard Podcast. Make sure y'all watch the Joseph Bard Podcast ringing off right now. I am the KID, the Kid Capri. You know what it is. Salute. Block party action. Me.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Joe's Bad with the Joe's Bad Podcast for another session right here. I'm here with CompuCell owners Jerry and Sebastian. Jerry, welcome, man. Thank you for having us. I really appreciate you wanting to jump in on this podcast, man.
Thank you.
All right, man. So, like, tell me a little bit about how is it that one you're rather young, man. Let's talk about your age. You're a young cat.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, man, I give a lot of credit to my dad. You know, he really gave me the tips of like, let me give you a little bit background of what he did. He did a life insurance.
Okay.
For 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And by the time he retired, that was one of the tips he said. He said, you know what? Don't go that route, man. Working for somebody all those years, he goes, the money didn't seem to be, it made a big change in his life. He said, yeah, if you're chasing the money, I mean, you might not be as happy with the end result, you know. He's like, you know what, you should try doing your own thing. And then he kind of pushed that towards all of my siblings. Hey, you guys need a... do your own thing, at least try it, you know.
So let's talk about that real quick. Chasing money, and if I heard you correctly, your dad is telling you, you know what, don't chase the money, be happy, make sure that you're happy in your life, and you know, money will come.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like he really enforced of like working hard, but work at something that you want to do that you're happy with. At the end, like, you know, you won't know the end results until times come.
Well, I mean, and the interesting thing here is that we find ourselves in a universe of infinite possibilities. And when you think of the universe and the galaxies and the metaverse, you start thinking of like, man, we're so small. We're like a small little grain of salt in this whole vast thing, right? So, like, why are we stressing out about money, right? Yeah. Well, money makes the world go round, right? Cash rules everything around me. Yeah. Kareem, get the money. Yes, dollar bill, yeah. Hold on.
The one.
I missed it right there. What did DJ Khaled say?
Another one.
There you go. Hey, man, Sebastian, thank you for joining us, man. Hey, give us a little bit about you and how and what's going on with you.
Came from Sherryland High School.
Hold on. Is that in the 956?
That is in the 956 in the Valley of
Texas. But what do they say?
Pinche 956.
Is that a thing still?
I'm not sure if it's still a thing, but
I've heard it
in top events like EDC, Ultra Music Festival. I'm into all of that stuff.
You're into that punchy stuff, ain't you?
A little bit of like that dance music, that electronic dance music. That.
Huh?
The Valley needs that. We need a branding or something, you know, to really pop. So, because, I mean, I lived in Houston. And you try to describe it.
Hold on. How many years in Houston did you live?
Like 3 years.
Okay, you can't say I lived in Houston and you lived there for 3 years. You got to be like from the H. From the North. From the South Side.
You try to describe the Valley over there in Houston, San Antonio. They think it's super hard to describe. The only thing you can say is
Mexican.
South Padre Island.
Just tell them tacos. We got the best tacos.
Oh, yeah.
SPI is the way to go, though. You tell them South Padre. The Valley. Yeah. All right, I get you.
And why do San Antonio people still say that they're from the Valley? Or they say they're from South Texas. Would you say that San Antonio is South Texas?
San Antonio is like mid.
It's definitely mid. You're in the middle.
For sure. It's in the middle of everything.
Next time you talk to somebody from San Antonio, just ask them, like, are you from South Texas?
Yeah, they're definitely going to say South Texas.
You got somebody?
No,
that's my mom. Okay. Yeah, man, like, I've heard some of the different things, man. And again, just have fun with it. Enjoy yourselves. You know, feel free to kick it. Because, again, that's what we do here at the Joseph Bard Podcast. We kick it. We're talking about real situations, real things happening. And we talk about, like, right now, let's talk about business. Because I'm here's the truth, everybody. The truth is, I was about to drop about $700 on a brand new phone, right? And I said, man, let me just go into one of these shops and see if there's something really wrong with my phone. My homeboy, yep. Sebastian, I give him my phone. Sebastian goes, hey, man, I think I just need to clean this. It looks pretty dirty. And I said, facts. All right, let's do it. So he comes back. He goes, oh, that's all it was, man. It was dirty. Like, there's a whole bunch of lint in your pocket and stuff. And it's normal. It's very common. So I go, how much do I? He charged it right in front of me, and it picked up the charge. And I was like, man, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much. How much do I owe you, Sebastian? What'd you say?
Yeah, I don't charge for that. We don't charge for that. It's something
I've
minor.
I've worked at other shops, and they do charge for that.
Yeah.
But for me, it's about helping people, man. Absolutely. That's why I got into this business. That's why I enjoy it. And that's why I try to push on Sebastian, is that, like, man, we're here to help people, man, as much as we can.
Yeah.
We don't see enough of that in this world.
It's a servant mindset. Yes. The servant leadership mindset. What you know about that, Sebastian?
Somewhat, yeah. Okay. I've learned to be my own leader.
So when we talk about servant leadership, who's the person, like if you were to close your eyes and be like, okay, describe a servant leader, who would that be?
Man, I'm going to say Jesus, man.
Jesus. Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Good job, Jerry.
Man. Good job, Jerry. Yeah, absolutely. So servant leadership, you know, you take that spiritual philosophy of what it is that you believe in the spiritual world, right? And like the number one dude, the number one guy in the spiritual realm of Christianity would be Jesus, right? Yeah. So that's why we say he's like the servant leader that we emulate, that we try to be, right? What would Jesus do? WWJD, right? You see people with that all day, every day. So stuff like that helps create this culture of like, man, you know what? Next time, I'm going to go to CompuCell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anything, because you know what? They help me.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. I haven't said it really out loud. Yeah. I haven't told a lot of people. A lot of people come in, and when we start talking about it, then I bring it up. But, man, if it wasn't – I'm a God-fearing man myself. And, that's how I ended up here. Like, everything was, like, it just happened because no coincidences. It just happened.
The stars aligned.
Yeah. I mean, there's no explanation for it. The way I got the shop, the way me and Sebastian met up again. I mean, we hadn't talked in years.
Yeah.
And then we got together, started working together. Everything, man. All my clientele. I'm not advertising any of the business. So a lot of people come in. They're like, hey, man, I didn't even know you were here.
Yeah.
How long have y'all been here? And once they start talking about God, I'm like, hey, man, this is... That's exactly what I believe in. I believe in he drove me to here. This is why I don't want you to feel like we're in the business of trying to take your money. We're trying to help you as much as we can. But also, we know we got to feed our families.
Absolutely. You know? And that's what I'm saying. Like when you help people, like it's a rewarding experience in the sense that like it, I don't care if like when I responded to Sebastian, I said, Sebastian, you want to do a podcast? And then you jumped in and you're like, hey, I'm Jerry. I'm the owner. And I'm like, you know what? Y'all want to do a podcast? And you're like, yeah.
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 and it's always that, man. Like,
the way I see it is things happen for a reason.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
It makes you hesitate, right? Yeah. But when you have, like, God on your side, then you're like, you know what? Don't be scared. Yeah. Don't let fear be.
Yeah, like, take the risk.
Yeah.
Take a little bit of a risk in
life.
What's
the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of nothing. Really? Are you? It's just self doubt that you get
for sure.
That's all I feel like it is.
And that's what I said when you told me nothing, like I'm not. We don't charge for that. I said, you know, perfect opportunity for me to offer what I do, you know, on the side and pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? Because one of the things like this right here is a service.
Yeah.
Like this is something that people are now gravitating towards. You know, you look at the likes of Joe Rogan. You look at the likes of Lex Friedman. All these podcasts. Yeah. I know in the Valley we have the Poodle 956 podcast. I've seen so many of them. There's a whole bunch of them out there. But when we talk about like helping people, all right, what are we gonna do with it, right? Like if I can help you share this, you know, and share the word of what we're talking and what we're doing here today, by all means, let's do it.
Let's do it.
So with that being said, man, I mean, I really appreciate y'all taking an opportunity to go ahead and do this podcast because again, he's fine, man, because these microphones, it mutes the outside noise. Like, it's all good.
Okay.
So we're good. He can talk all he wants. Go ahead, little bud. Right here. You want some what?
He wants some cheese balls.
He wants. I'll give some. Go get him some cheese balls, man. Go get him some cheese balls. Right, give him it. You got dad duties. You got Sebastian. Yeah, and I will chill right here, right now. So Sebastian, so you said you're from the Valley. You've been here all your life and so forth.
Yeah,
and
about 25 years.
You're rather young too, right?
Yeah, I'm 25 years old. So, well, I'll say 25 years young. That's the way everyone's saying it now.
Let's talk about how you got into the business of like fixing phones and like what started you with that and how did that go?
It was an opportunity Jerry gave me. I wasn't really looking into it at all.
Yeah.
It just came by me. Just, you know, like things happen for a reason. I was there at home, right? No job, not right now, at least. I had just finished selling my car a couple months ago.
Okay.
Car was bad. But, I mean, I was still caught up on bills, so that's fine. But I was like, okay, now I need a job.
Yeah.
You know, I got a place. I need a job. So my brother, he randomly hits me up saying, hey, Jerry hit me up. He needs someone to go work for him.
Yeah.
I was like, Jerry? Jerry who? Yeah, Jerry Mendoza. I'm like,
not Jerry Springer. rest in peace.
Jerry. No. Yeah. So, all jokes aside, my brother told me. I told him, hey, tell him to hit me up. Yeah. He's like, well, you hit him up. I'll tell him that you're gonna hit him up.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, bet I will. Real quick, hit him up. He asked me to go in at 3 p.m. later that day.
Did you slide into his DMs?
Slid in. I slid into Snapchat. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, "Yo, what's up, Jerry? My brother told me you know, you need someone to help you out."
Yeah, yeah.
So, the opportunity just came by. I took it, and I've liked what I'm doing here.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, man. Like all those decisions, all these things that's been happening, it's all God, man. I can't tell you like how.
Yeah.
I can't emphasize enough. Like that's what it is, because each thing I keep putting. I don't doubt God's work.
Yeah.
So I let it sit, let it be. I knew I was looking for an employee.
Right.
And I had other technicians that I wanted to bring in. And I had other influences that were telling me, hey, man, you need somebody. You need to get another employee. I mean, it's becoming a lot of work. And I said, yeah. You're like, hey, look, putting that out. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I go, I feel like God's gonna get presented to me. Every opportunity he presents to me, don't doubt him.
Yeah.
Let it, and that's what happened with Sebastian, man. He just, I did offer it to his brother, but his brother, I mean, him being the good-hearted person he is, he says, "Hey, my brother really needs."
He needs help. It. He needs it more than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's so cool. It sounds like you guys have like obviously a God-fearing heart, but you guys also have that willingness to want to do things to help our communities. Like when we talk about the community as a big picture, I mean, we're trying to get that expressway built in less than 10 years.
Yep. And it's been there for the past 10 years, I would say.
Yeah, a lot of the things that we do, I mean, it's that, you know? Me and Sebastian, one of my brother's clients, their car...
Nothing to do with phones at all.
It turned off. They were stuck nearby, and my brother calls me, hey, can you go help her out? She's she's an older lady.
Yeah.
Can you give her a ride? What can you do? I say, hey, Sebastian, you know what? I know I'm paying you. You know, we're working, but let's close the shop. We're going to go help this lady.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. I mean, I closed the shop, put a sign up. Hey, we're going to go help this lady.
Be back. We'll be back.
Sure enough, man, it ended up being something simple as a battery.
Yeah.
But, you know, being an older lady and she had her mom with her.
Yeah.
You know, we had to tend their needs and get them home, make sure they're safe and everything. And, man, it ended up she wanted to sell us her vehicle. And she was giving it to us at a good price so we could offer, like, services towards the whole valley to, you know, for repairs. And
right, right.
And mobile?
Mobile repairs and stuff like that. So, like, man, each thing, it just
snowballs into something bigger.
Yeah.
That's so cool, man. Like, so one of the things that I just recently came from a conference, I presented at a conference at South Padre Island.
Right? Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah. It was a technology conference put on by Region 1. Region 1, what that means is that it's a service center for the school districts. So all the schools within the region, they can go to trainings there and so forth, right? So I was able to present, and my presentation was on podcasting. I did 2 days straight of conferences, and I got to meet so many different people. I was just telling you about so I got a brand new podcast coming out this Thursday, and it features Danny Martin, which is one of the founders of co-founder of Exposure up in North Texas. And, you know, to me, I always say this, man, just ask the question. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah. They say no.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, just ask. You know, like, if you don't ask, you're never going to know the answer to the question.
It's kind of like
so
saying, get out there.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Dude, I swear to you. So, like, when I used to work with the channel here in the Valley, I can't say their name.
don't promote them, man.
But I used to be able to, like, I remember, like, getting put on notice, like, right away. Hey, we need guests. All right, cool. Who do I call? Check this story out. Are you familiar with Chingo Bling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the year was circa maybe 2006, 2007. And he was coming out, but he was dropping his things, like, through the concert circuits, right? And mm-hmm. if you knew who he was, like, you would get a CD. And you. One of the things that I always did, I always looked inside the CD to see what phone number am I going to call if I ever want to get in contact with the artist, right? So yeah. He had his little thing here, Big Chili Records and everything. So, you know, I think I emailed him or I think I called the number and I was just like, hey, man, this is Jay. I'm calling from this TV station. We're looking for guests. Would you want to come by? I kid you not, man. Like, I think he called me about an hour later and we got in contact. I think he was coming from Houston. He says, yeah, I'll be there on this date. So, like, we were the scheduling of that whole thing played out real cool. We got him in. He drove right in, called me when he was, hey, I'm already here in McAllen. Like, give me a call. All right, cool. You know, like, the channel stations, you know, come to this address and so forth. We got him recorded. We got him, you know, he did an interview. He did a song and so forth. And I remember, like, my boss at the time was like, who is this guy? Because he was really yeah. on come up, right?
Yeah.
I was like, just watch, man. He's gonna be pretty good. Just watch. And because I had already knew he was messing with Pitbull, he was messing with Lil Jon, he was messing yeah. with all these guys, right? And sure enough, man, like he was like, how'd you do that? I was like, I just asked. I just picked up the phone and called. I just asked.
Yeah.
And I told you, like, my most the podcast that I think is, like, the well known right now is Fernando Fiore. On the day of Diego Maradona's passing, I got in contact with him again. Picked up the phone, asked, found his contact information, and sure enough, man, the day after is when him and I zoomed to do the podcast, and it was a very beautiful experience, man. Just to be able to share that moment in that moment, yeah. That's the best thing you can do, man.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Sebastian?
I think I was about like 10 years old.
Talking about it, you said around 2007?
Yeah,
I was about 10 years old.
Man.
Yeah, so thoughts are, I was probably playing with toys, you know?
Yeah, I think he's got family down here, too.
Yeah, I think I was around my colonia on bikes.
Yeah, man, but yeah. He's been in it for a long time, man.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Still rebel, well, still making music. Still.
I think like what you got to do, and again, this goes to, like, the younger audience, like, if you don't know what you're doing, man, just stick to it, man. Like put whatever you have a passion for, like, yeah. stick to it, man.
Yeah.
Become the master of it, because pretty soon people are going to be calling you.
Yeah.
For how do you do that? I mean, granted, there's TikTok and there's YouTube and there's a lot of training videos out there, but, like, if you're the master at that one thing, like, people are going to call you and they might want to pay for you.
Man. Yeah,
like, pay for the experience of knowledge that you know.
That's what I got into, man. Like, I have a passion for phones, man. I see it like kind of like the car industry. It's always going to be here.
Yeah.
People are going to mess up their phones. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I can see where, like, you know, like, you have mechanics, you know, that they'll fix things or they'll do something real quick and they'll charge you. I go, man, I didn't want to do that. I don't want to do that to anybody.
Where it's just like, oh, 2-3 minutes of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't really affect our day at all.
Yes. What did you get out of cleaning my phone? A podcast?
Yeah.
Like, I much rather get that than to charge you, you know?
Yeah.
And this is great.
And that's what I see. Great. That's what I see with, like, customers, man. They appreciate that much more. And then, like, I ask them for feedback, you know?
Yeah.
Like, one of the things was, like, the whole
charging like a service fee because of the processing of the credit cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I asked a bunch of customers as they walked in. I go, "How would you feel about that, man? If I charged
you extra?"
Yeah,
hate it.
And
they're like, "Wait, what? you're gonna charge me again on top of that for because you can't pay the service fee?"
And then I ended up telling them that, like, okay, so like they most of them understood because like that's what a lot of small businesses are doing now.
Yeah.
But I told him, you know what, like, would it really, at the end of the day, is it going to leave a bad taste in your mouth if I charge and they said, yeah, you know what, it would, especially because, like, prices for repairs can go up to, like, $200, $300, yeah. And then another 3% or 4%, whatever it is,
yeah.
On top of that. So I said, you know what, I'm not going to do that.
Leave it.
Yeah. And, like, I know other shops that do that, and I don't want to do that for my customers, especially here.
No, I mean, and it all goes back to the experience, man. Like, yeah. Again, people remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
Not so much what you told them, but how you made them feel.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like I've shoot, man. So here's a side story. About a month ago, you know, I had this procedure done, and I was told that I needed to get another procedure, right? Mm-hmm. So an appointment was set about a month ago for today at a certain time. Right, I as soon as I walk in, like not even 5 minutes into this whole conversation, hey, we're gonna have to reschedule you. I go, hold on, what? No. Help me understand. And I said, no, sir. Like, yeah, we need to reschedule you because you know, we weren't expecting the procedure that you're needing. We weren't expecting it. We thought it was just gonna be something very simple, and so like. You don't need simple. You need extra, so we can't squeeze you in. I said, okay, look, with all due respect, everything, you know, like I know this isn't your fault. You're the first person that I see. Your customer service, I get it. You know, but I took the day off, man. I've planned for this like about a month ago. Help me understand how this is my fault.
Yeah, you're being punished.
Yeah. Yeah, and she goes, you know what? Let me go talk to somebody. So, you know, she went to go talk to whoever she needed to talk to. She comes back. She goes, we're gonna be able to see you. I said, you know what? I appreciate you. Like, thank you so much. You know, you didn't have to do that. But, you know, sometimes you just have to ask that question. What's the worst that can happen?
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all.
Yeah, that's it. No. That's it.
And that connecting, man, from human to human, like,
yeah.
That empathy, like, you know what it's like. If you were in that position,
yeah.
You don't want to be feeling that experience, you know?
Yeah. No. And that's what we're talking about, guys. Man, definitely, I can definitely say CompuSales got two amazing individuals here in this whole business of sales service. What's the next venture for you, man? Like in the next?
Oh man, like I already have a plan, like maybe 5-year plan. I know where we're going. I've already been in this business for more than 5 years. So right now we're just sticking to the foundation of like doing the repairs, doing the best that we can for the customer. But the next step is we're going to be doing buying and selling devices, trading. I mean, I essentially want to do it all.
Yeah.
I want to have cases. I want to have everything for the customer. I want to be like a one-stop shop for technology.
You don't got cases right now?
I do.
But for certain things?
Yeah, for most models, but I want to offer everything, man.
Yeah.
I want to get everything. I don't want to miss one customer.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able for them to come in here. And
I guess I'm listening to a lot of podcasts, and the best thing I can tell you is I've listened to a lot of things and a lot of businesses and a lot of models and so forth. And I think we just heard, we said it earlier, be the master of one as opposed to the master of none.
Yeah.
You know, what do we mean by that is like, we want to focus and make sure that we have everything and make sure that this machine is working.
Yeah.
You can walk away and Sebastian can be here and it'll still work. That Sebastian can be out and you can be out and some other person can be in and it's still going to produce mm-hmm. you. The dividends that you need. You see what I'm saying?
You can ask Sebastian, man. He knows a good amount of already what how we're going.
Yeah.
And he knows that, like, the ins and outs, or a good amount of the ins and outs. And even he gets excited when I start talking like this, like, hey, man, I know where we're going. I already know exactly what we're doing. This is what we're doing for this month. This is what we're doing for next month. In a couple of years, you're going to see some money coming in. And We're all gonna be.
So for our listeners out there, they might be on this whole entrepreneur vibe, do you recommend that they look at numbers on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, or on a monthly basis?
I look at numbers on a monthly basis, but also you kind of have to look at it on a weekly basis. I mean, you have to have an idea of what's going on.
Right.
I've worked for different businesses, and there's some businesses that don't look at it till the end of the month, and by then the money's gone.
Yeah.
You know, so you really got to know what's going on in the business. I've seen absent owners, man. Like, they had all the money to start the business, and then they don't want anything to do with it. They just want to know that it's making money.
Yeah, I just want to know, hey, here's my investment percentage. I want to make sure that I get my at least 3%, 4% on a monthly basis. I don't care what you do with it, but just make sure to give me the
Yeah, man, but there's a lot of things that can happen from day to day. You never know.
Yeah.
So you really got to pay. I mean, it's just like anything, man. You got to pay attention to it. If not, I mean, it's just going to die on its own.
So you say look at the numbers weekly.
Yeah, I say look at the numbers weekly. Look at the numbers. But, I mean, it all comes down to having a team, man. Having a solid team that, like, everybody understands their role and, like, what you need. And,
What's your opinion, Sebastian?
I have all my trust in Jerry.
Uh-huh. Do you look at the numbers?
I don't look at any numbers, no. He tells me
that's not numbers. Your job, man.
he tells me the numbers. I hear him out.
Yeah.
You know, I let him know what I think about decisions he makes.
Yeah.
As he would want me to be
Stanley.
You know, blunt. He would want me to be blunt with him. Uh-huh. Like, just like anybody, like if I was his family. Like,
yeah.
Hey, let me know if I'm in the wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Just like I would tell him, hey, if I was wrong, you tell me, bro. Like,
yeah.
I think that's what works. I think that's what works is that we're close. Like, we know each other and we can
Conversations.
Yeah, we can have those conversations.
Yeah, we have one goal, which is
Money.
Both make it.
Yeah.
We both just want to make it good. That's it.
That's good, man. That's good.
Sure.
Tax season.
Oh, man. I got it. Speaking of tax season, I got audited. I haven't even received my income.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's crazy, man. Hey, Uncle Sam, hey, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man.
You got to, man. You got to take care of that. Taxes, the IRS don't play.
Yeah, man, you have to. I'm so glad that we talk about these things, you know what I'm saying? And I kid sometimes, but I don't kid as well. Like, it's one of those things, like, we just have to be real about all these situations because, you know, like, one of the things that we tell our kiddos in the high school settings is, like, hey, man, be financially literate. Like, there's going to be all these offers coming to you as soon as you get into college, as soon as you start opening up a bank account. You're going to start talking about, like, hey, here's this credit card, but it has a 24.99% APR. Like you, if you don't know these things, shoot, man, like, you're going to drown.
Yeah, man, they really throw in a lot of, you know, factors and variables and big words to confuse you.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you just look at it like, how much are you paying for a payment? How much is going into interest? How much is coming out the principal? And that's about it. I mean, everything else is more of a smoke.
So yeah.
Don't fall into it, you know?
Don't, man. It's hard. But.
And once you're in, it's hard to get out, too.
Brother, I know it. It's a trap.
Yeah. Luckily, you know, I messed up my credit in the beginning, so it wasn't a whole lot. I mean,
What?
I maxed out.
For real.
I maxed out, like, $2,000 of credit cards, and then I was like, you know what? That's it. I get where this is going.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I'm telling you, man. Like, it's fun. It's nice and everything, But people don't care if you can ball out in the club. People don't care if you can buy the bottle in the club. But, you know, that's the perception that individuals, that young kids have of doing those things and being able to provide those things.
Man, it's super difficult to break yourself out from that.
It can be.
Because, like, especially as a teenager and then going to young adult, I mean, that the whole social anarchy or whatever, like, it's built in. And, like, you want to be able to, like, show off for your buddies and for the girls out there, you know?
And to be able to say, puro 956.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the look to be young and to have the money It's just there. A lot of youngsters want to be entrepreneurs and be out there throwing money left and right. But I've been through it. I've done it.
Yeah, man. Insane to for me. I mean, I don't know how other people feel, but for me, I think it's insane to go out and buy a car at the dealership and payments as a young adult, man.
Yeah.
Have you even figured out what you want to do, and then you're going to get yourself in debt?
If there's one lesson that I give to young kids is, you know, live at home as long as you can.
Yeah.
Live with your parents as long as you can. You will thank me later on in life. Being able to create those memories with your parents. As you get older, you know, your parents are getting older too. And, you know, yeah, you know, everybody is entitled to their own lives to get married and have kids and so forth. But yeah, it's expensive, man.
Yeah.
It's expensive. But, you know, like if you can save some money, live with them, save the money. And that way when you do buy something, a large purchase such as a car or a house, you have a down payment or you have enough to buy it off, straight off. Yeah. Now, the other thing is you talked about cars, man. Like yeah, it's nice to, like, get the latest model.
Yeah,
but shoot, there's amazing used models out there.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's got to get you to point A to point B, man.
Yeah.
Like, what does it do for you to make it, like...
It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah. You're going to... It depreciates, which everybody knows. And then if you get in a car accident, there you go. There goes the
shoot. So get yourself a nice luxury sedan. It could be a 2015. That's okay. It's still a luxury sedan.
Oh, man. I'm in the game of, like, repairs. Uh-huh. So I see the gems of, like, something that's crashed, something that's not running.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll buy that for $500, $1,000 and fix it up.
And fix it up. And then you make your return on investment, like, easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just having a vehicle and paid in cash.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's a beautiful conversation to be having. Thank you so much for just being a part of it. I think we're good here, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you so much, man. Sure, we'll definitely be here at the next podcast. Hey, maybe we can make this like a monthly thing.
Yeah, man.
I'll be down. Check in every now and then.
Yeah, man. You're definitely going to see us grow.
Yeah. It's going to be nice.
All right, man. We out. Thanks.